Welcome to another episode of Ghoul
Just
Chat.
Crunch, Alex. She's like trying to not crunch her potato chips.
We're going to have an ASMR. We're featuring Alex eating Hal's New York kettle
chips. Wanting to do an ASMR episode since we've had this.
You and I are going to do it because Jeanette will not have it.
I will get at like tune out 3 minutes and get annoyed. You should have Eddie guest on that.
No, fuck that shit. No one would listen.
Can you imagine?
I don't want to.
But yes.
I don't want to. Well, anyways, this is Will.
I'm Jeanette.
I'm Alex.
And I'm Ashley. No, I'm just kidding. Ashley is not here with us. Ashley has been super busy with work, and she is actually signing a lease.
She's been an adult.
Congratulations, Ashley. So yeah, it's just going to be us three. So what's going on? What have we been doing this week?
Speaking of leases,
we also signed a lease. Oh my god!
Have a housewarming party?
We don't. No, Jeanette and I literally talked about it, but the idea of having people in our house.
You know, I don't like people in my house. I mean, I would love to, but also the super lives on the first floor,
so we can. But it's not like any of our friends get super crazy. You know what I mean?
You wanna like a what do they call them when only like 10 people come, 5 people come?
A kickback.
Yeah, I would like to have. Four of those people. Let's put it to four. In counting me, Cat Will, Max. And Christina, Cat Max. We're done. Sorry, we capped out. But yeah, I think it would be nice to have people come over because it is a very nice apartment, and we did like.
We got it together real fucking quick.
It's a pain in the ass if you haven't rented in New York City before, and especially now with all the renters' laws.
Yeah.
It was a nightmare. So Will and I were very stressed for like 3 weeks. But yeah, I would love to have people
together. Jeanette and I probably saw over. Like 20 apartments in person.
Did you sign it or did you just kind of like finesse your way in?
My lease?
Mm-hmm.
My lease has been expired for like 2 years.
That's and you guys amazing. Just do month to month?
Yeah.
Oh,
that's
I'm not on the lease.
That's ideal.
Actually very good. So you could just go.
Yeah.
But then do they ever raise it often?
Well, my landlord owns like 30 buildings in Bushwick. So he doesn't care.
Vegans listen.
But also, like, he legit doesn't, like, care about anything. Like, the heat's still not on.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
You should die.
Blankets.
And then sue him.
Well, then it's like, I'm not even on the lease. So it's like,
oh, that's true.
But our last month's rent is apparently our security deposit. Like, you just mail them a letter. I mean, like, we're moving out.
Oh.
Oh. Well, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So have any of us done anything on brand?
I did.
Yeah.
You want to go first?
No, you can go first.
Okay. I only did, like, because I was just so busy with the move and everything like that, a few things on brand. I'm very excited home-wise. I get to make it spooky. So we have a bath now, and I got a Haunted Mansion shower curtain.
It's really fucking cute.
Like the,
it's
like
so
the
cute.
Logo, you know, the black and purple, the wallpaper. And my room has all my spooky things, my coffin.
I'm going to put up shelves for her correctly.
And you don't realize how much shit you actually have. But that was on brand as far as like decorating and stuff. And then on Friday, when did we start moving? Saturday?
Yeah.
So on Friday night, I went to a concert at St. Vitus. And it was for a band called Mortician. And it was their 30-year show. And was so much fun. And I didn't feel like the old person at a show, which as of lately, I feel like the old person. So, but it was a lot of like metalheads, a lot of Hessian kids. There was a woman who was like 60 years old and she was in like a Bathory shirt, which was amazing. Yeah. So they're kind of like, I don't want to say it wrong because everybody's going to be like, what the fuck? That's not even what Mortician is. But like the type of music that they do, what it says on.
Alternative?
No. What it says is like death metal, grindcore, death grind, like doom metal. So very just like sludgy, slow, and then super fast blast beats. And I listen to them when I get ready. And Ashley's always like, what the fuck are you listening to? And I like them so much because they use a lot of like horror movie intros. Like, you know, the intro for Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the intros to their song. Also, you know, the famous line from Dawn of the Dead. It's like, when hell is full, the dead will walk the earth. Yeah. That's also one. I think they have an Evil Dead one too. So if you have not heard of them, check them out. Mortician.
That's dope.
Boom. And then I watched what we were supposed to watch.
Alex,
what did you say? Am I going through what I watched or what I've done?
You can both. Do whatever you want to okay. do. The reins are in your hands.
So I went to two shows this weekend. I went to see this band Trust.
You went to the show by yourself, right?
Yeah.
We had this conversation how we both went to shows alone.
Yeah, I don't mind it. It's easier to get to move around.
Yeah.
To do what I need to do.
Yeah.
Without worrying about other people. But I've seen that group a couple times and they were great. There were so many goth
what
people
kind
there.
What music do they play?
It's like dark wave synth goth music.
Where was the show at?
It was at the Knockdown Center.
Oh, I've never been there, but I heard good things about it. It's pretty big, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because they had really like big. A festival there recently.
Yeah.
Jesus! Sorry.
Yeah. But there were so many beautiful people there, so many beautiful goth people.
I mean, you were
and
there,
I thought I saw
so
my soulmate,
honey.
But then he turned around and
but it was just my reflection.
Oh my god.
No, I legit saw him and I was just like, that's the person I'm gonna marry. And then literally he turned around and started making out with the guy behind him. And I was like,
did that guy look like you?
No. He didn't. He was blonde.
You were blonde at one point.
I know, I was my like, friend, I was like texting my friend about it, and she was like, maybe he's bi. And I was like, no.
No, that boy is gay.
And then Sunday, I saw Kim Petras, which was such an amazing show. I had so much fun.
Did she do her Halloween?
She did. In the middle of the show, she did the Halloween segment. And she said that she talks a lot during her shows, which is really cool. But she said that she went to her like people and told them that she wanted to do a Halloween album. And they were like, who the fuck is going to listen to that?
Isn't it like one of her most popular
yes.
ones?
Yeah. But they were like, you should do a Halloween. Christmas song. And she was like, no, I want to do a Halloween album. So it was really cool. She had so many different costume changes, but she came out and like she came. I like tried to take a photo, but it happened so quickly. She had like crosses, but then they went like upside down on her like little lights. It was really cute.
Aww.
That's dope.
Yeah. It was adorable. I wish that she had like, she has like a saying that's like, I don't know how to say it right. It's like, ooh, ha.
What?
Yeah. And she has Will a beanie it so well. Of it. And it's so cute.
Did you buy it?
No, it was white. I was like, there's no way I'm buying a white beanie.
Yeah, in New York.
I was like, that would get dirty.
White in New York
so
do not mix.
No. But as far as movie watching went, I saw Pilgrim, which is Into the Dark movie about Thanksgiving. Their Thanksgiving one that just came out this week or
my
last week.
My sister growing up, that's what my sister Corey, that was what she was afraid of, Pilgrim. She would have like this reoccurring nightmare about Pilgrim.
Really?
Sorry, I put your trauma on blast, Corey, but that's
I mean,
fucking hilarious.
Considering it's 2019 and we now know what Pilgrims really stood for, she is way ahead of her fucking time.
8-year-old Corey knew.
Smallpox so, blankets for everyone.
My friend wrote it.
I'm gold.
And he's only like 20, I think Noah's 20, his name is Noah Feinberg. He's 23. But it was a story that's based off of something that happened to him growing up. But it was a very...
If he was around for the Pilgrims. It's based on a true story.
Well, it's about this family who... this like stepmom pays for these pilgrims to come do a reenactment of the first
Oh, so it's more like current time.
It is. It's modern day. And there's like this thing at the beginning where like her and her brother like pull a wishbone and she's like she's a teenager, so she's just has a really bad attitude, and she Thanksgiving's not a good time because it's when her OG mom left her and her dad, and so now she's got this like new stepmom who's just like, I just want the family to be together, and she's like, fuck you, you're not my mom. And so they like tear this wishbone apart, and then she just like wishes that the Thanksgiving thing will blow up in her face.
Spoilers.
Yeah.
So, I know, I was like, we're totally getting spoiler territory.
No, that happens like within the first, I would say, 15 minutes of the movie.
Ow.
Was it scary? Was it good? thoughts, because I feel like I have
very
mixed...
gory, and I shouldn't have watched it while I was eating breakfast.
I always have mixed feelings about their little mini episode movies, because some I really like, and some I'm like, this isn't the one we watched about April Fools. I was like,
that was so annoying.
Yeah,
I wanted to punch the guy. I wanted to punch myself. I wanted to be punched.
Should I put Jacob on the phone?
For a sec, yeah, why not?
Jacob, hello, you're on Ghoul Chat, you're on speaker. It's going well. Okay. Well, hello. We were just talking about Kim Petra's show, and I remembered that you went, so that's funny that you called. Ooh, Alex went. It is what?
She was a very cute girl. She was a very spooky girl.
All right. Do you want me to call you later?
Yeah, call
you
back.
Okay, I love you. Bye. Long time listener, first time caller. So yes, back to Pilgrims and Thanksgiving. Are you guys doing anything on Thanksgiving?
I'll be home in Arizona for it.
We'll have a Friendsgiving, like just you and I.
And Kat Max. Yeah, and Kat Max. Oh,
we'll figure
Christina's
something
not
out.
Even here.
I know. We'll figure something out. I'm sure someone that we know is going to have something.
Wait, and I apologize. I didn't mean to cut you off. Did you have any other notes on your Pilgrim story?
Not on that, but I did watch, I did get Disney Plus.
Ooh.
So I started watching the Treehouse of Horror episodes I haven't seen.
Oh, that's fun. Wait, what's your logo? Because I saw that they had some cute, spooky ones.
Oh, like your avatar? It's not mine. Jimmy's sister gave us her login. So
what's her logo?
I don't know. I didn't know that you had a logo.
Yeah, you can pick an avatar. Pick like, there's like Jack Skellington, Vampirina. What's her name? Vampirella.
Vampirella.
Oh, that's cool. No, Vampirina, I think. Vampirella is the hot, sexy one. I don't think they have.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah.
That's exciting.
Aww. Yeah, so I love Treehouse of Horror. Again, like watch like just on Disney Plus. And then I watched Pilgrim. I watched something else, but I can't remember what it was.
What we were supposed to watch?
Yeah, I watched Doctor Sleep, but I watched something spoilers. Else.
Maybe you were sleeping.
I don't know. Okay, that's all I have.
I don't know. Wait, I'm totally blanking. Have we recorded since I got back from LA? We did once, right? Or no?
Were you here?
You was here.
Yeah, I was here.
Who are you?
Yeah, no, okay. So, yeah, no.
It was
2 days
after you got back.
Yeah, so the only thing that I watched was, like I said, I had, like, a scary movie night with my friend Jace. Shout out, Jace. Hey, Jace. But we re-watched, what is it called? The French film? Oh, my God, why am I blanking?
Knife and Heart?
No, Marianne.
Oh, the TV show.
Yeah, the TV show. Sorry, my bad. We started watching that again. He really liked it. He was like, damn, this is good. And after I was watching it for like a second time, I was like, this is really well done.
It's like, shot beautifully.
It's
like aesthetically, the character depth.
Yeah.
And like
the acting
is
really good too.
The only one I don't like is Marianne.
Yeah,
when she takes
toward
her,
the end. Yeah, she's annoying. Mm-hmm. Fuck her. I mean, no spoiler alert, but.
Her googly ass eyes.
I haven't watched anything else on brand. Another thing that I did that is not on brand is I saw one of my favorite artists, Sinead Harnett, and it was amazing. She played at Warsaw. I cried. And it was a really, really good show. She sings, she sounds like she does like live as she, like how she records. It's crazy. And yeah, that's basically it.
So does Kim Petras.
Yeah,
she
does.
I was very wowed.
Do you don't think she's lip singing any of them?
Well, she is a lot of like, I don't know what the way to describe it, but she's got like a voice where it does sound a little bit auto-tuned, but that's how she really sounds.
Yeah, even when she like talks normally. Yeah. I think it's also because she's gone through like the feminization process, you know, with hormones and stuff like that. So I know that that does affect it.
I was going to say, if you don't know who she is, she's our first trans pop star.
Yeah, she's amazing. Super cute. Super spook.
Super spooks. All right. Let's get into it then.
So, our topic this week was, if you hadn't heard Alex already, it is Dr. Sleep.
I'm surprised you didn't fall asleep.
I did not fall asleep during Dr. Sleep.
And it's a 2.5 hour movie.
I think it could have been about 20 or 30 minutes shorter, but I really liked it.
Okay, wait.
Remember what else I watched?
Wait, oh my gosh, she always does this. What did you watch?
I saw The Irishman at the Belasco. Oh yeah, you Martin Scorsese movie, which it just reminded me because it's 3.5 hours.
Oh, did you die? Like,
well, there was a lot of older people there, and the old man next to me kept falling asleep.
Me, it was me.
But it was cute, and there was a lot of blood.
So you would recommend?
Honestly, people keep saying to see it in a theater, but honestly, I would have rather waited because it's gonna be on Netflix.
Yeah, I would have waited so you could like take breaks. You could actually enjoy it. Because
I kept looking at my phone. What time is it? I didn't do that once during Doctor Sleep. I was so proud of myself.
I'm sorry. I did, just because I was really nervous. Like, I was worried that I wasn't gonna have enough time to buy my Pokemon game in between the movie and the recording. But everything worked out.
And here we are. The sword game, Pokemon Sword.
I got Shield. Yeah, I'm so excited.
What's the difference?
Just like the Pokemon that you can get in it. Like, they're version exclusives. And like, there's this Pokemon called Rapidash. And it's like an old school Pokemon. It's like, it has like a horn. It's like a unicorn. And in this one, it's like rainbow. And you can only get it on Shield. So I was like, boom, that's it.
That's the one.
That's the one.
That's the winner.
That's the one that all the gays are going to get. I'm forecasting that now.
I'm sad that I can't play that anymore.
Yeah, you can. Just buy a Switch. They have cheap Switches now. Buy too. A Switch. They have these new Switches that are only $200, but you just can't plug them into TVs. You know, like, it doesn't have the connector. It's just
that's what I want it for, though,
for that's a TV.
True. Yeah,
yeah, that's true.
It makes a difference. So before we get into our thoughts and everything, do you want to go over exactly what Dr. Sleep is?
Should we do the Alex's spoiler-free Dr. Sleep?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Perfect. Go for it. Spotlight.
So Dr. Sleep, I actually really love these.
I do too.
Is the sequel to The Shining.
When did The Shining come out?
1980.
I think it was like 1980.
Yeah. I was going to say 1980 or 1982.
Look it up.
In my mind, it came out in the 50s. In my mind. So when I was like looking at the timeline. 1980.
Boom, Jeanette.
God. I was like, this timeline doesn't make sense. And I thought about it and I was like, oh, I'm just dumb. So Dr. Sleep is the sequel to The Shining, and it revolves around what's his name?
Danny,
the son from the original Shining. And it is about how he is dealing with The Shining as an adult. And there are these weird type of like child eating magicians. Well, I guess they're not really child.
They're like energy vampires.
Yeah. They're like energy vampires.
Definitely.
And they suck the shine out of these people that have the shine. And so God, this is hard.
You're doing great, sweetie.
So Danny makes a friend with a little girl who has the shine, and she has like the most powerful shine, and these people want her, so he is now like placed with a mission to like protect her from the energy vampires.
That's good. That's a good summary without giving away too much.
Her shine.
She's not. That's very good.
Yeah.
Two wacky kids on a mission. Yeah.
Oh, I also forgot.
Or wait, one wacky adult.
I also watched one thing last week.
No. Danny is still haunted by like the ghost from the Overlook. So he learns how to deal with them.
Oh, too. Yeah.
Yeah.
That is true. Just kind of like any past trauma that he has.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
That was. I actually really like that. That was very good synopsis.
That was a good synopsis. It was. I loved this movie.
I want to watch it again, and that says a lot for me to sit in a movie theater for 2.5 hours and be entertained.
The best part. I am sorry for putting you on blast.
Oh, wait, is it spoilers now?
This is not a spoiler.
Okay.
So Will, I was gonna go see it by myself, but I text Will. I was like, "Hey, do you want to see a movie?" He said, "Yeah, why not?" We watched the movie, and 20 minutes. Until it's over, when it shows the blood scene.
Where it comes through like the hallway and the elevator.
He's like, oh my God, wait, this is related to The Shining? And I was like, babe, they talked about The Shining a lot The whole movie.
I feel like if you never really watch The Shining, or if you aren't engulfed in that world,
he's never seen The Shining, but he's like, I'm gonna have to check that out now. But
exactly, and that's great.
Yeah, but I was
so
like,
so you think it held up for him with him not having that background context? Did he still think it was a good movie?
Yeah, he thought it was a good movie, but honestly,
did he like follow along and it made sense to him?
Yes, okay. Yes, he completely got the movie because in essence. They do a really good job explaining the whole situation because I myself haven't seen The Shining since I was like 14 or 15 years old.
Yeah.
So it's not, you know, like it's not an immediate memory for me. But as I was watching the movie, like things, I was remembering details, minute details of the movie, the original movie itself. But I thought it was really good. I want to be that bitch Rose
the hat.
Yeah.
Oh my god, she's so cool.
She's a badass.
Yeah, but I was like, right,
I want to be Abra. What are you guys talking about?
You know it's so
Abra
funny.
Abra fucked her up.
We're probably about to start going into spoiler territory.
Soon-ish. Oh yeah.
But, just so you guys know, but what was so funny is that so Rose comes on. She's like in one of the opening scenes, and before she does anything, like as she's spoiler, okay, as she's taking the first child. I was like, I'm her. I'm totally her. And Will looks at me and he's like, that's Jeanette and you and I both know it.
Because like, she's a bitch.
But Will said that I could be like the young girl that like lures old men into...
Rattlesnake. What's her name?
Oh my God. I can't... The Rattlesnake. Yeah, Rattlesnake Nadine or something. I can't remember. But Will was like, you can be her because you lure old men. Yeah, so I guess I'm her. But it
Snake Bite Andy.
I'm Snake Bite Andy.
Snake Bite Andy.
That's her name.
Luring all pedophiles into movie theaters take their money and cut their faces.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to ask you guys a dark question. If you had the ability to do what they did to stay young and live forever, would you?
Yeah.
I would too. I would too.
I have a fear of... I don't want to die. I don't want to get old.
Oh my God.
I don't know. Mine was strictly vain. And I was like, oh my God, this sounds so horrible. But then the thing that kind of deterred me from my previous, like, yes, I would do
she
that.
She said, if you eat well, you live.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
What if you're not eating?
Yeah. But so that's what made me sad because she's like, oh, the steam is stronger, like the more pain that they feel. And then that made me feel kind of bad. I was like, fuck, dude. Like, I don't want to make everyone feel that horrible.
I cannot answer based on my employers and I work with children.
Yeah.
So I'm going to pass. But just know that I would love to stay youthful for a very long time.
Yeah. I thought that was a cool concept. It kind of reminded me of Hocus Pocus and it made me think if Hocus Pocus was inspired by his book.
Ooh,
Dr.
No,
Sleep.
I don't know when the sequel came out.
What of the mean? Book?
Yeah.
Oh.
Let me look it up.
Did you guys read The Shining ever?
Mm-mm.
No. I have a copy in my home. I love The Shining. It's one of my favorite books. And then I also have Dr. Sleep, which I also read. Because there was a part when Alex was like, oh, I don't like this part. And I was like, that was one of the most iconic parts in the book.
Of what? Of
Dr. Like
Sleep
something that
of...
he says. Oh, okay. Yeah, Dr. Sleep. Yeah.
I thought it was very cheesy.
It is very cheesy, but I mean, Stephen King. So, I thought it was great. I loved the cast. I love the acting. And a lot of times I feel like child actors are hard to do because they like try too hard, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
And a lot of the kids in this movie, like not like I felt their pain, but like I was convinced.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, I wasn't like, oh, here's just another kid just pretending he's hurt.
They fucking got me with Jacob Tremblay.
Wait,
I fucking love that kid.
Who is that?
Jacob Tremblay. He was in Room.
We're saying who is he in the movie?
Yeah,
he's the baseball kid.
Yeah, no, his screams. I was like, fuck.
I was convinced.
Yeah,
that he was being murdered.
Yeah,
he's a fantastic actor.
Yeah,
but
was
I was
crazy.
Like, no,
I know,
not Jacob Tremblay. He's so cute.
He is such a cute kid. Yeah.
I'm trying to think because there was a lot of like Easter eggs and like spoilers from the original Shining.
It didn't come out till 2013.
The book?
The book.
Oh, so then maybe he got inspiration from Hocus Pocus. Stephen King.
Stephen King.
But I guess that would make sense. Like Danny's old now and he's just trying to fight like his demons with drugs and alcohol. And
yo, that scene.
Okay, but I have a question. You know how when he moves to the new town and he's asleep in his bed and he's awoken by some lady and her baby?
Yeah.
Who was that?
That's the girl that he that had thrown up that he like hooked up with, and he had the kid and just left the kid. Remember?
Oh, so she like died.
Yeah.
She. I think she might have already been dead. Like, yeah. When he left.
Yeah, I thought she was dead too.
I think she was dead when he woke up because she had throw up on her side.
Yeah.
So she probably choked and died in like her sleep.
Oh, I didn't even think of that. I was like, who the fuck is this?
Yeah. So like, I was like, fuck, dude. That.
So it's kind of like for me, I'm like, fucking shame on him because he should have checked. Like. Yeah.
He was a bad person.
Yeah,
he was. We all know he was really shitty then.
Yeah, but I was like, fuck. Like, that scene was intense. I know.
Did Stephen King, because I know that Stephen King hated The Shining and Stanley Kubrick, his rendition of it, did he have any say in Dr. Sleep, do we know?
Let me see.
I know, I was like, I don't know how he feels about it being...
Recreated,
because I know that a lot of the scenes in the movie, like, it gave me chills because I love The Shining so much. Like, you know when him and Abra are driving up to the Overlook Hotel, it's like a split recreation of the opening scene in The Shining.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, okay, I love that. And I actually got scared in Dr. Sleep. Like, you know the lady who's in the bathtub in what, room 237?
Will was hiding behind his scarf.
She's
is scary.
Terrifying. Yeah. And for her, like, in the 1980 or in The Shining, she scares the shit out of me. So for her to be like extra creepy in like 2019 makeup effects, I was like, holy shit, she's scary as fuck.
Yeah, it was so funny. What? There was one part that wasn't even supposed to be a jump scare, and Will was like, I was like, oh my God, dude. But it's funny because I don't think he had any idea what we were going to see. Because I was like, oh, let's go see Dr. Sleep. And he's like, okay. And then he realized what we had actually gotten into.
How did you guys feel about them bringing like a Jack Nicholson lookalike?
I was convinced.
It was kind of weird for me. I told Alex, I was like, that's the one part I didn't really care for.
I honestly really thought that he was the bartender. I was like, oh, that's...
From the original one?
Yeah.
No, it's supposed to be his dad.
I know that, but like he kept saying that he was
because
like,
he's like convinced he is. He's like stuck in that loop.
Yeah.
And
I found it.
Oh, go ahead.
He said, I mostly write books and hope for the best. Box office numbers aside, Mike Flanagan's film is excellent. If people choose not to go, that is their choice. But when something is good, I cheer for it.
It didn't do that well, right?
No.
That's really sad.
Sorry, which one didn't do well?
Dr. Sleep.
It didn't do that.
There was another movie that came out this weekend and it was like trash, I think. And it like did better than Dr. Sleep.
That's crazy.
Yeah. I honestly don't think the marketing for it was done well enough. Like, I think everybody just kind of thought, ooh, The Shining was going to have enough clout. But I think that there's also, I feel like, just so much coming out, being pumped out the last couple of weeks that it's like I've had a really hard time keeping up.
Yeah.
Because Terminator came out and I still want to see that because I hear it is good.
You know, I want to see that's coming out that I saw a commercial for before, The Invisible Man.
Oh, yeah. And it's dark, right?
So fucking
Blumhouse is doing
good.
It.
Yeah, Blumhouse is. And it looks so fucked up, which really excited me.
You know what was also really cool was the scene where he has the axe and he's like shooing away, or I guess trying to keep Rose the Hat at bay. If you look at it from The Shining perspective, it's like the opposite end. Remember when she was trying to keep...
Yeah, with the bat.
With a baseball bat. Yeah. It's like... It's scene for scene, the same
parallels.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And it was really cool and kind of nostalgic to see all that. Like, I got chills when they started going back to the Overlook Hotel.
Yeah, I'm glad that, because I honestly didn't know how they were going to end it or where they were going to take it, but I really like how everything kind of like got wrapped together.
Well, you know how she calls him Uncle Dan, which is like obviously very like he's hanging out with a little girl that looks very problematic, and she's like, "You're my uncle." In the movie, not in the movie. In the book, he's actually her uncle. Did you guys know that?
I didn't.
Yeah, he's. I forget how. I think it's.
I wonder why they didn't incorporate that.
It seems like messy.
I was like,
it's like too messy, and there's already too much going on. Yeah. I forget, but I remember he's actually.
He's got a sibling.
I think a sister. Oh, the mom. Okay, I'll tell you right now. Keep talking. Yeah. Thoughts about?
I thought that her name's Rose.
Rose the Hat. Yeah.
Rose the Hat. She looked like She had like the Babadook hat, and when she was like flying through space and shit, I was like, she's the Babadook.
You want to know what made me laugh so fucking hard?
You know what's crazy too is that was her decision. Was the hat was more like a magician's hat. You know how she keeps calling it a magician's hat? So when they were filming, it was originally like super big. And she's like, this is hella corny. Like the actress, I don't know her name. So she told them to like shave it down and make it smaller. And I'm really glad they did because it looks dope. Because
she looked, she gave me like Stevie Nicks vibes. You know what I mean? But I told Will when she was like, when Abra like fucked her over and she got sent back, I was like, that's me spiraling when she's like in the air like flailing around. I was dying. But that scene with her hand, I was like,
he does that a lot. What was that other movie that he did? God. He did Gerald's Way, which is also, I think, isn't that awesome?
Oh, I can't watch that. There's something that makes me feel really claustrophobic about someone being tied up for like an hour and a half trying to escape.
Yeah, not about that life. I have claustrophobia after something happened.
Gerald's Game, right?
Gerald's Game, which is also a Stephen King story.
Also Mike Flanagan.
And and also the I think how she gets out is she cuts off her hand, like how it happened to Rose, and that was another similarity between the two. But that's how she finally gets out.
Did you guys have a favorite scene or like a scene that really stuck out to you that you really liked or enjoyed?
Okay. Mm. Here we go. Before we get into that, his dad had a child with some woman, and that's Abra's mom is his half sister, so that's how they're related.
In the book,
but
not.
Dad had a child,
I guess.
Oh, sorry, sorry.
Yeah, his dad
had a child.
His dad had a child.
So I get, see, like, it doesn't make sense to really, like, incorporate it. Like, here, there's a whole nother backstory behind the backstory behind
the backstory.
And that
would just add on to the.
It would have been a 4-hour movie. Yeah. So I guess it just made sense for her. And then they do grow, like, that bond.
Like, actual, like.
But I love that whole Stephen King universe, too, because also, you know, his homie, who he goes and, like, vouches for him and things
so
like that.
I was sad about that.
When he died.
Least favorite death was definitely Jacob Tremblay.
And he plays a big role in that Stephen King universe. Like, what's his last name? I can't remember. He owns, like, a corporation within that Stephen King universe. So I was like,
oh really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, really I couldn't believe when that bitch was like, kill yourself. I was like, no!
So these people, okay, if you guys had a shine, what would your shine be? Or what do they call it? Steam? Shine? But what I did think was really cool before we say that was, they made it very clear that, like, people who are, like, special or who have the shine or things like that, nowadays it's harder to find them
because of food and social media and all the things. And it's crazy because I was actually talking to one of my friends, and this is going to get a little bit spiritual for a second, but I posted something on Instagram, and it was, like, this little kid was like, Mom, why is everyone so sad? And she was like, we live in a universe where everything we read is fake and everything we eat is fake, and it's fucking us up. And it was just kind of crazy.
So now we don't have any more steam.
Yeah, and you know, and it's harder because, you know, like, we're polluting ourselves with a lot of things. But
so
I
that was like a social tone that they took in the movie.
Let's just quit our jobs and move to a compound in the middle.
We should not do that because I like to.
Jeanette and I were talking about how we were gonna move to Louisiana and like.
Own a mansion.
Yeah, we're still working on that.
That would be great.
What would your steam or shine kind of, because you know they all have like different little
powers. I would want to be the one where I would tell you to do something and you would do it.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Cool. Yeah.
Like, what was her name? Rattlesnake Katie or whatever?
Danny?
Yeah.
Rattlesnake. No, it was Snakebite.
Sorry,
Andy.
Snakebite Andy. Rattlesnake. Snakebite. I think that's, well, because a lot of them have multiple, but I think if I could only pick one, it would be that one.
She had a good one. Also, question. How old do you think Rose the Hat is? Because she talked about, like, emperors falling.
Well, when she mentioned empires and stuff like that, it was when that the oldest character was dying.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Like, it makes her seem like she's been around the block quite a few times, mm-hmm. like 100 years old or something.
At least.
I remember when she's talking to Snakebite Andy, she says, when you're 15, you'll look 15. And, you know, when you're 100, you're going to look 17.
Yeah.
So if she looks like that then, you can only imagine how old she was, you know? Ooh. And then she was like, oh, I like when she was like, you said we couldn't die. And she was like, I said if we eat well.
Yeah, we live well forever.
Yeah, I was like, ooh.
What would your power be, Alex? Your shine.
I would want Jacob Tremblay shine where I can know when baseball. I'm just kidding.
Oh my god.
Well, I think his power was just that he could read minds.
I really liked Abra's. She can move shit.
Yeah.
I feel like she had
bitch had all the shine.
She had all the powers. She was like the Avatar, the last airbender, the last shine.
One of those.
The last
like
shine
if I
bender.
Could like throw people across the room, that would be or like, you know, you're sitting there but you want something from the fridge.
I agree. I want a weight claw. That's funny.
What the hell was Danny's shine?
He can see when people are gonna die. He has like premonitions and things like that. I think he's like, that's so Raven.
What'd you see, Ray?
But also he can see like,
and he could also communicate with other people that had the shine.
Yeah,
as well.
Or like through their
telepathically.
Yeah, telepath. But doesn't he? Is it all people that shine that can see ghosts? Because Abra could see them. Remember, Doc could see them. Danny could see them. And then what's his like guide? What's his name? I can't remember.
I can't remember. But I know that they left. I think
they
can
all kind of like see
something.
Yeah.
Well, they have like otherworldly connections, I guess.
There you go. That's the best way to describe it, I think.
Yeah. What shine do you want?
I want to be Abra. I want to be the main bitch. That
No. You only get one. We can't.
Okay,
have them
so
all.
I'm Abra. Alex got to choose Abra.
No, she said she would want to move shit with her mind.
Come back to me.
Okay.
I would be the ultimate shine, the ultimate star. But was there anything you didn't like about the movie?
I kind of wish that Rose went out with a better death.
Yeah, me too.
Really?
Honestly, it was pretty fucking cool. Actually, I was just agreeing with you, and then I realized that I don't agree. I thought it was pretty fucked up. I thought that she was going to die, like, be stuck in the maze forever. That's what I thought
was
going
to happen.
When
they tried to trap her in the box?
And I thought that it was also going to be kind of like, just like, they were just trying to like show what happened in the original Shining. Like the bitch died like in the cold, in the maze.
Yeah.
You know, but then I was like, no. Yeah. I thought that I was gonna lose interest and then like it kind of picked me back up.
It got kind of like lull when they're like looking for the mat or like the glove and things like that. But then once they went to the Overlook Hotel and once they started killing all of the, I forget what they're called.
Y'all, I had to use the bathroom during that time, so I missed that entire scene.
Wait, where they literally shot up the whole fucking...
I did not. I had to pee for the last 40 minutes, and I did not get up because
I was worried
I was gonna miss something.
Oh my god!
And I was really bummed.
I read this fucking book. I'm pissed. Whatever. I'm drunk. I had one seltzer.
I was like half a White Claw.
They shot up that fucking whole compound. It was crazy to me. And how they're all like connected spiritually because Rose could tell that they were being hurt too. Who would I want to be? I don't want to be any of them. I want to be at the Overlook Hotel. So I'm the lady in room 213. 237. Not 213. What the fuck?
Dude, she's 237. Still scares me.
I was trying to find what they were called because now that's going to bother me.
So you know how the Overlook is based on an actual hotel?
Yeah.
They didn't want them to use an actual room number within that hotel because they were afraid it would never get booked. So that's why it's room 237. Isn't that weird?
I thought that hotel closed down anyway.
The Overlook did, but I think the other one is like actually open still because I saw a bunch of influencers, which they should invite us to these things too. Hi, social media, if you're listening, Instagram, Ghoul Chat would very much appreciate this as opposed to you sending fucking fashion bloggers. They sent them to the hotel and they had a screening of Dr. Sleep at the hotel.
That's so dope.
Right? In Colorado. What the fuck? Oh,
it's only $189
a night. The Stanley Hotel.
Yeah, the Stanley. We can
go.
So
there used to be the Stanley Film Festival, and I thought they stopped it because it closed. But Ryan went to it one year, and it, like, they woke them up in the middle of the night.
Yeah,
and,
they scared them and fuck shit. With you, and it's, like, actually super haunted, supposedly.
Yeah, it's supposed to be. There was a documentary on it. Yeah, you know that show? It was not like The Haunting, but you know those shows where it's like a series and they talk about different locations? Mm-hmm. Or like America's Most Haunted?
Yes.
Do you remember that? This was on it. And I remember like learning about it. There was like a chambermaid that like goes around and fucks with people and all this. Like,
oh, I thought you were going to say fucks people.
I mean, we could find out.
Ghost dick.
I'm single.
I wished that, you know how they communicated, like Abra and Dan through the chalkboard?
Yeah.
I wish that their communication was like quicker.
Baseball.
It was like a long, drawn out thing. Like she could have just communicated with him and like he'd be like, oh, 3 days later, I'll respond to her now. He like left the bitch on red.
He was a literal fuck boy.
Literally a fuck man.
Oh my God.
I mean, he was sober. He was getting sober.
That is me waiting for text messages from boys.
Oh, but you know, it worked out in the end. They were a great dynamic duo. Yeah. And he died. So that's, hopefully that's not your fate. Oops, spoiler.
That really bummed me out.
I know.
I was bummed
but
too.
Also, did you notice when he died, he was like possessed and it was the same kind of like limp, same kind of like axe wielding as his dad was in The Shining, Jack Nicholson.
Mm-hmm. So, but he got to be with his mom.
His mom, they did a great job with the mom.
They did.
Oh, yeah.
Even they did. The way she talked. What's up, Don? Everything's like very like drawn out. But yes, it was such a good movie. Like, I really want to rewatch it. So if anybody wants to watch Dr. Sleep.
Out of 10 murdered children, what would you give it?
I'm not going to answer that. I was going to say, like,
so
on
sorry.
1 to 10 shines.
How shiny out of 10 would you give it?
As shiny as your forehead right now.
Is it shiny? Is it really?
No.
Oh, me.
My forehead isn't even
it's
shiny.
It's choking. You're so matte.
I have an oil pad in my bag I'm about to use. I'm pissed.
On a scale of 1 to 10 rose top hats when she gets tossed across the grocery store,
I do have to say it. Shine on.
Okay, that so yes. So it's, no, that was the line. That's the line. Because think about it, they're probably going to make more.
Not with that box
office. Because remember, oh.
Not with what?
She said not with that box office numbers.
Oh, fuck.
Sad.
Look at her.
Because true. I feel like they could definitely do more because remember when Rose is like, there's more of us, I'm just the prettiest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would love to see more, but like,
we'll see.
What was like
maybe it'll have a cult following and then it'll happen.
Yeah.
Hopefully. Honestly, it was a really good movie. It
was. Is really good. I'm sad that people are sleeping on Dr. Sleep.
Ooh, oh! That's the title of this episode. Don't sleep on Dr. Sleep.
That was good.
1 to 10 top hats. I give it a 9.
I give it a 9 too.
9, yeah. It was great. It's a good movie.
That's our highest rated movie, but also Ashley isn't here.
To bring the average down to a 6. It also has really good reviews on like Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah, it got like over 70%, right?
Yeah, it's got like 82%, 7.8 out of 10, 86% of people like this movie. So
on Google, right?
Let me just read it in case we haven't made sense at all. Maybe Ashley can put this in the
Which
beginning.
Which is an actual fucking possibility.
Because... Yeah, because we kind of just jumped into it. Let me see if I can read the synopsis on it. The plot. This is long. This is entirely too long. I'm trying to find like a small version of it. A little short one. Oh, here it is. Here it is. Struggling with alcoholism, so am I with my white claw. That's my chef.
Struggling with alkaline water.
Struggling with alcoholism, Dan Torrance remains traumatized by the sinister events that occurred at the Overlook Hotel when he was a child. His hope for a peaceful existence soon becomes shattered when he meets Abra, a teen who shares his extrasensory gifts of the quote-unquote shine. Together, they form an unlikely alliance to battle the True Knot, a cult whose members try to feed off of the shine of the innocence to become immortal. Beautiful. So yeah. In case you don't know what the fuck we've been talking about for the last hour, that's what it was. Go watch it. Right?
It's beautiful.
All right.
Well,
that's it for this episode.
It's almost the holiday season, and what better gift to give your friends than referring them to Ghoul Chat?
It's free.
It's free for all those people.
You know what else is free?
Liking us, subscribing to us, Venmoing us. Oh, wait, no, never mind.
Commenting.
Leaving a review. That helps so much because we've actually been getting more traction thanks to all of you leaving 5-star reviews.
At Ghoul Chat.
Also posting about.
Oh, yeah, that would be really cute too.
That would be very cute.
I like that. We should start saying that more. Post about us.
We'll repost the post that's reposted. Well,
imagine getting featured on Ghoul Chat's Instagram.
Whoa.
Yeah. All right. Well, ghouls out.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Sorry, I'm going to sleep.
Doctor sleep.